Pasuk Beis, the word is Hamme Tzaira, a Dagesh in the Mem, Shvana under the Mem, Hamme Tzaira. In Pasuk Dalid, the word is La Mitaher, which means the one being purified. The Tes has a Dagesh, and you must be very careful with this word to say La Mitaher. The word hametaher, which we will have, without a dagesh in the tes, and also without a dagesh in the mem, means the one who is performing the purification. Do not make a mistake in pronunciation, or you will change the meaning of the word. I will repeat this again later when we have the word again. Ushni soila'as, no dagesh in the suf. Soy la'as, the main accent is on the lamed. Pasuk vav, hashechuta, shvano under the shin. Hachayim, the main accent is milra on the yim ending, not hachayim, but hachayim. Pasuk zayin, here again we have hamitaher, the one being purified. And again in Pasuk Ches, Hamitaher, the one being purified. Pasuk Yud, Uvayoyim Hashemini, and Bas Shinosoch, there is a mapik in the hay. Pasuk Yud Aleph, this time we have Ve'emid HaKohen Hamitaher, the one who is performing the purification, no dogesh in the tes. The pasuk states, Ve'emid HaKohen Hamitaher, Eis Ha'ish Hamitaher. The Kohen who purifies shall place the one being purified at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. This completes Parshas Mitzayirah.